people still buy people, even in an online age that's dominated by social media. Whilst more and more sales interactions are remote, in higher value sales, one-on-one contact still rules, whether that's on the phone or face-to-face, and buyers don't purchase from people they don't like or trust. The other thing to consider here is that personality and tone of voice still play important roles, even when it comes to your online presence. What I mean by that is your Facebook page tells prospective customers more about you, your team, and maybe the personal side of what you do. Your LinkedIn profile informs them about your work, your skills, your experience, and your background. And if you've posted articles on your website, it shows them that you know your stuff. Staff profiles on your About Us page tell web visitors about people behind the business. And that's especially true when you've got pictures and videos. So this is all part of the sales process, since these days, potential customers don't just check out your website. They take a look at your social presence to reassure themselves that they're dealing with a pucker company, a good outfit. So maybe it's a bit unfair to suggest that the expression people buy people doesn't stretch to the online world. However, where the need to sell yourself really counts is where person-to-person interaction at its highest. In other words, face-to-face or on the phone. Now, face-to-face could be at a new business meeting or an industry event or an exhibition or even a networking function. On the phone, it could be part of a cold call, during a call that results from maybe an inbound inquiry, or even during a customer service call or a customer call discussion. In all of those, personality plays a significant role. So shouldn't the first objective of any personal interaction be to build rapport? Now, whilst not every customer will become a lifelong friend, the skill of a salesperson or telemarketer is to quickly work out how to come across more like a trusted advisor and less like a salesman or telesales cold caller. And for bigger ticket sales, personality and engagement are crucial. So here are our 5 tips on selling yourself in addition to your services. The first tip is don't sound or look like a salesman. Consider your target audience. How do they dress? How do they sound? It's well known that mirroring is a rapport building technique that works. How can you make your initial engagement more like the kind of people they want to associate with? In the bad old days, a navy suit, white shirt, and a red tie may have worked. Those days have long gone, and we live in a cafe culture with open neck shirts and matching jackets and jeans. So it depends on the sector, of course, but think about those vital first few seconds in front of your prospective buyer. What does your dress sense say about you and your company? On the phone, what does your opening line tell the buyer about you and your products? Our second point is don't pitch like every other salesperson. Too often on the phone, cold callers kick off with a stiff, scripted intro that goes something like, "Hi Bob, how are you today? The reason for my call is to introduce our services to you and see if we can be of assistance or see if we can help you with dot, dot, dot." Try something different. Don't sound the same as the last dozen cold callers that pitch their wares. Think of something more original. Focus on their needs, their challenges, and not your products. Make the call engaging, not boring. When you're face-to-face, find some common ground at the start of the meeting to break the ice. Make sure it's not contrived, it has to be genuine. But you need to interrupt the pattern of seller-buyer, where it starts with something akin to them saying something like, so tell me, what can you do for me? Whilst you need to get down to the business aspect so as not to waste their time, you also need to find some way to engage early on. typically I try to find something outside of work to talk about, either looking for cues around the office and clues in their office environment, or something else, whatever that be. I attended a meeting recently where they had, believe it or not, Arsenal FC crests embroidered onto the seats in reception. So I commented on those and immediately found out that my prospect was actually a Tottenham supporter, believe it or not. We chatted about football before the business part of the meeting, and it eased my path to building a relationship before we discussed what we could do for them. My third point is to learn to relax. Sales pitches are sometimes delivered very quickly due to nerves, particularly on the phone. We all get nervous, but on the phone, this can come out as confused or stilted messages. And rushing tends to suggest someone that doesn't know their stuff and isn't confident in themselves. So try to moderate your pace when you're speaking either face-to-face or on the phone. Slow down. Take a deep breath if you're feeling nervous. That doesn't mean you should rein back the positive energy you're feeling in the sales environment. You just need to sound energetic and convincing, but the more you relax, the more confident you'll sound and the more you can concentrate on what the prospect is saying. My fourth point is to get your language right. Now, language relates both to jargon, where appropriate, and to the way you position and describe what you do. People in specific industries respond to salespeople that demonstrate understanding. And part of that is knowing the commonplace industry acronyms and expressions. But also try to amplify your message by using words that emphasize what you do. For example, maybe you could say that using your services saves customers a tremendous amount of time or money. Or maybe it generates a significant saving in wastage. Or maybe some of your customers were amazed by what it did to improve morale in their business. Overdoing the superlatives is not the way to go, but you definitely want to sound more compelling and convincing. My final point is to be genuinely interested in them. For me, this is probably the most important factor. I'm often asked how to get prospects to be interested in a sales pitch. My answer is firstly, don't pitch, and secondly, that it's much more about the seller than the buyer. If you want a buyer to be interested in what you've got to say, you need to do two things. Number one, show genuine interest in them, their challenges, and their needs. And number two, position what you say in those terms. It's no good just telling a prospect what you do and what the service does. They need to understand what it does for them. You therefore need to work on your questioning techniques and actively listen to the answers and then work out how what you have applies to their needs. Thanks for listening.